Dr. Leyland. Step into the future, the world is waiting now. Dreams are in the making, we'll show you how. From the books to the screen, from the stage to the stars. Level up your game, let's raise the bar. Innovation, inspiration, it's in our DNA. Breaking through the limits, we're paving the way. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up will be heard, building a legacy with every word. From podcasts to pages, from business to art, Level Up's the place where it all can start. With heart and with vision, we're chasing every goal. Together we'll ignite the fire in your soul. Level Up, reach the sky, take the lead. Shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up Academy, it's your time. Ooh, it's your time. At Level Up Academy, we rise and climb.
Whoa! Welcome, everybody. Hopefully, you guys are having a fantastic day so far. And here today, despite of anything that we're going through technical difficulties, we're going to try to show up for you guys, okay? Because today's an important day, not only because Deborah is my sister from another mister, but really for the network, right? We're going to have conversations where the passion, the soul is just aligned, right? It's really hard to find some women out there who really want the best for you. It's not often where you want the best for yourself, obviously. That's why you're working so hard. But it's not often where you actually see women who wants the best for you. And I know this because Deborah wants the best for me. She puts me in her circle. She talks about leveling up in so many ways. But at the same time, I don't know if it comes with age. We had this conversation where maybe when you get a little bit older, you realize what your existence and what your purpose is for. And when you're done with the pettiness in life, right? Like today you could die and you're arguing about something that doesn't even matter. Or you're arguing or you're hating someone, hate's a strong word. You dislike someone that it doesn't even matter, right? So Deborah and I is like, what matters to us? Helping others be themselves, finding their purpose, whatever that may look like, because we all have different purposes in this life. And hopefully we can encourage young folks. It's not the that we're old, okay? We're young at heart. But younger generations to do the same at an earlier age rather than going through so much adversity in their life, suffer a lot, and then boom, at like closer to 50, I realize. I think we have the responsibility to provide as many tools, as many conversations as possible to get it going at a younger pace, right? So that is what we're going to be talking about. Now, welcome to this podcast. This is Level Up Academy. I'm your host, Dr. Leland, where we celebrate powerhouse women who are building legacies, breaking barriers, and changing the game. And I'm not just talking about women, but men as well. But the conversation today is empowering women. So we're going to talk about that. But think about the trailblazers like Sarah Blakely. If you don't know who she is, she literally turned her $5,000 right investment into a $1 billion empire called Spanx. If you don't know what Spanx is, you might check it out. I'm sure your grandma, your sister, your mama know what that is, okay? To activists like Malala Yousafzai. Right? She's reshaping education for girls worldwide. This is the space for bold moves and unstoppable ambition. If you've got ambition, you got to listen in. Whether you're launching a business or shattering glass ceilings everywhere in your own way, or rewriting the rules in your industry, we're here to fuel that journey. So hopefully you are going to get ready to be inspired, take that bold action, and step fully into your power. Let's make history together, one conversation at a time. But first, you guys know, I have sponsors in this show. But first, we're going to talk about my magazine. It will be at the end of this, March. So February is going to be the end of me looking for business owners out there who wants to level up their amplification of their message or their business. It says Level Up Circle Magazine. It has been a year since I started this magazine. We go, you get exposed to at least almost 200,000 people. And the theme on this one is called Disrupt and Dominate. This magazine is online and physical if you are in the United States. You can buy it physical form. I'm like old school. I like online, but I want it to be on my hands, okay? And of course, there's also a TV part in there if you wanted to. But securing your slot will gain powerful exposure, connecting with like-minded individuals, and also position yourself as a leader in your field, whether you're promoting a product or maybe sharing your success story or offering expert insights. Most magazines or press releases, there's a launch of product or service. This magazine is all about your message. Whether you own a business or not own a business, you can still be in this magazine. I do have to interview you because I only pick people who really are within their space, right? It's not for vanity measure. It is for business, and we have to align our hearts for sure. I am a little bit picky when it comes to that for sure. Now, this one right now is going to come in March. So get ready, people. Okay. We are going to amplify your message through our anthology. This is the first anthology that I'm scared to do. And I've had like 18 books already. Reason being is there is no theme. Literally, if you have your music lyrics, your talking about your pet, your aunts, your uncles, I don't know what you want to talk about, but to amplify your message, this is your message that you're trying to do. So I say my story is my legacy. My word is my voice. My path is my power. My message is my promise. My vision is my impact. My adversity turned into purpose. And of course, my dream is my foundation, along with the truth is my strength. My journey is my mark. My voice is my freedom. So let us show the world what our legacy is through our voice, our power, our impact, our purpose. Our foundation is our strength and our mark and our freedom. So hopefully you guys are able to do that. And then, of course, academic publishing, we're going to start soon. I do this every 2 to 3 years because it's pretty intense editing and writing. And but get this, I get to do one manuscript. It goes to 61 different countries, including China and Japan. China and Japan are the two Asian countries very hard to get into in any type of books. But we get in there because I have a publisher that does this for ever. And our language, English, is now going to be in 5 different languages: German, French, Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese. So if, even if you don't have to write this whole year, automatically you have 6 books. Okay, I'm just saying. And on top of that, it goes to universities. So your book is pushed through universities. So think about 61 countries and how many universities are in that country. Even if you just say, okay, one country, one university, which is not the truth, but that means you're in 61 universities. What? Right. And of course, this one comes with a summit. Whether we have one person to attend our summit or not, we will put it out there because that is one of the requirements that we have to do in this one. And it is research based. And it's not my opinion. It's not somebody's opinion. It's research based because it's academic. So that's how the thing is. That's why. So it's going to be so fun. Hopefully you guys are able to join us. The minimum required is a master's degree in any industry or any focus. So even if it's medical health or it could be arts, liberal arts, doesn't matter, or IT, doesn't matter. I will put you to work. We have a lot of research that we have to do for sure. And the cover actually is going to look like this: Bridging Worlds, Exploring Innovation, Wellness, and Society Across Disciplines. And I can't wait who's going to be on this one for sure. All right. So I think, am I done? No, I'm not done. One more. So for this one is Mike to Millions. My book is still available on Amazon. And the reason that I put it in 50%, because it's going to be, I have a second book coming out for this year, because I use AI to provide you guys tools on the best world podcasters out there. If you want to do podcasting, we also do a monthly free podcasting group, and where I show you how to leverage tools, right? Technology tools to help you out. But at the end of the day, you have to show up for yourself. And yes, these are my kids and my husband. The one that says Black Sabbath, that's my husband. My oldest is next to me. I know I'm a shorty. I am definitely short. I mean, Sharon is sitting and she's almost my height while sitting down. I am loud though. So in the crowd, even if you can't see me, you can hear me. Okay. I'm Filipino, guys. I'm loud. And then my youngest, Bella, is on next to Jack, right? So these are rock stars of our world and lifetime. And the reason I put their pictures in there is because when I was talking to one of the Osbournes, really, he's like, hey, podcasting is pretty cool and you should move forward with that and keep going, amplifying your message. So I think that's a good inspiration conversation, right? So that is where we're at. Yeah, let's go ahead and start. And this one, I'm going to tell you why I started Level Up, and then we're going to bring Deborah because I know she's ready. I see her. My beautiful sister's ready. Okay, are you guys ready?
What if your biggest challenge wasn't skill or knowledge, but visibility? My career span in 3 decades in various industries. For more than a third of my life, I've been dedicated to the education, industry mentoring, teaching, and shaping futures. Part of my experiences was a dean of students. I guided brilliant minds into their careers, but I noticed something missing. They weren't struggling with talent, they were struggling with adapting to workplace culture. I saw my international students face challenges, not just in their skills, but in understanding leadership, expectations, and the unspoken rules of success. So, I started mentoring them beyond the classroom, helping them navigate their careers with confidence. That passion led me to create Level Up Academy. But as I built my business, I faced a new challenge: visibility. Breaking through the noise without a massive budget seemed impossible. So, I mastered the game myself. I went into beast mode and built my own publicity hub, helping businesses and solopreneurs gain the recognition they deserve.
Two daughters, and so I would love for that too.
My clients have 7x their visibility and 10x their knowledge. They don't just compete, they lead. But this isn't just about business, this is about legacy. I've spent decades in education because I believe in paving the way for a kinder, more supportive world. Not just for us, but for our children and grandchildren. Do you have a powerful message but struggle to be seen? Are you ready to step into the spotlight? Let's take your brand to the next level. Join me at Level Up Academy and make your voice impossible to ignore.
Everything at Robert starts.
That is where my brand story started. Are you guys ready? Wait, we have to make Deborah like dance the move. There it is. She's barely making it today, but she's here. I love it. It's time to rise, unlock your potential. Reach for the skies, transform pain to purpose, find clarity and stride. With Dr. Leyland leading, we stand side by side. Collaboration fuels us, together we thrive at Level Up Academy. Your dreams come alive. I love it. Hello, sister. How are you?
I am fabulous. Outstanding. How are you?
I am good. So I actually put, I have my sponsors on TV. This one is in our YouTube channel right now, but my TV usually will have Influencing You and also Bella Grace, because I love my Bella Grace, right?
Cheers.
That's what I do. I know. I'm like, oh, let's go.
Cheers.
I haven't drank mine today yet. I can't
talk
wait
about
to
level up.
I know. I was like, oh, I need this. I'm feeling pain for sure. I like the flavor too.
You're not going without me.
Because of you, I'm addicted to this thing. I'm like, oh, it's so good. Oh my gosh. Well, say hello to YouTube. There's about 650 people watching us.
Hello, YouTube. I'm so pleased to be here with you, CJ, Dr. Leyland. I just love you, and I love what you stand for, and all of the love and impact that you put out into the world. You are truly a woman to aspire to be in your inner circle and follow and learn and get empowered by and through. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. I know that you, in one of my Influencing You live, you were actually there, right? Like watching me, what I'm teaching.
Absolutely.
I teach differently there than I teach at universities. And I also teach differently on YouTube. And the reason being, I think it's the audience, right? It's the audience that you have. When you're teaching all influencers, it's a different level of details that you need to be, right? Because they are also doing kind of the same thing as you, but doing it differently in different platforms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. But first, I know you've been at Level Up already like a while back. It's been a hot minute. So I wanted to bring you back and kind of talk about what you've been doing and what you're up to. And who is Deborah? Divinely Deborah.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, there is a lot to me. So it would be very difficult to skip a rock across the pond, but I'll pull out a few pearls. How's that? I have been on a journey since a very young age, recognizing that I really was called into the soul of beauty, if you will. So the all about relationship, who we become on the inside. And my mom always wanted me to be a nurse. That was the early projection of my parents. And I said, no, I'm going to be a beauty doctor. And of course, that has been the kind of the origin of how my evolution to who I've become today has been, with a definite dedication to my own soul's journey. Through that, realizing that I really wanted to make impact in the world with the women that were in my inner circle and beyond. And so I've dedicated my whole life to the beauty and wellness realm, becoming more from the inside out to be able to attract everything else that I wanted to create in the mystery of life. Because life is a bit of a mystery when we're living in life, not projecting as to exactly how we want things to be. Sometimes we have to maneuver and adjust and adapt and pivot. And so that my life has been very much a pivot. I would say the most important thing that I could say about myself is that I am passionate, compassionate, caring. I am all about leveling up. Mindset is so important to me. And I take 100% full responsibility for my own leveling up and invest hours weekly without fail in that journey. So I allow my soul to be the guide of what it is that I want to level up to next in order to serve my clients, serve my partners, my friends, and be an active member of a community that I can trailblaze with.
And you mean that, like, I'm calling Deborah, I'm like, where are you? Or she's texting, she's like, oh, I'm in this cruise, but it's for marketing. I'm like, oh, sure. Like, and she was telling the truth. She was in the marketing cruise. I think one of my friends was also on that cruise because he for a business. He does affiliate marketing. And so he was, I think, on that cruise because I saw him going live on Facebook. I'm like,
oh, is that Joe?
No. Oh my gosh, what is his name? He's on my Facebook right now. So I don't go to Facebook a lot.
Okay.
But he's one of the discovery people that I work with. I need to put courses in there. But here's the thing. When you have a really good idea, but your idea makes it so hard to onboard your customers, you lose them.
Yes.
I paid good money to be part of that platform. And it's been over almost a year now, and I haven't gone, not one course that I put on there. And the reason being is the onboarding of their courses is too difficult. I do not have the time to sit there for hours to put my courses in. And so I'm like, man, I wish I could give them feedback that this is just way too difficult to onboard a class. There was way too many questions, too many steps. It's like, I don't understand, right? But I'm sure that some people are actually on there as well, you know, putting classes and courses. It's maybe just me. I like processes that's streamlined. So
absolutely.
Maybe, yeah.
And accelerate. And we're in a world now with AI and technology that everything can be streamlined and simplified and exponentially, you know, move you from point A, point B to point C. In a seamless fashion. If it's clunky or it's cumbersome or it asks too much of us energetically or life force, takes too much of our life force, we lose interest.
I know. And I think I'm on that. And it doesn't help that I have ADHD. So like halfway through this putting in, I was halfway through. And then my dog's like, mom, I got to go out. So I went out. And by the time I came out, my student called. So I take care of that. And then, oh, wait, I have to lecture. And the whole day I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm exhausted. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think about that. Like, people nowadays, it's not like before. I think when I was younger, it definitely seems like time was so slow. Like, I can't wait till the end of the day so I can have dinner, you know. But now it's like, slow it down. I have things to do, not enough time to do them. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to take the moment. Right? Like 100%. Just be in the moment because we are so busy. Now, here's my first question. What inspired you to start your journey and what was the defining moment that pushed you forward?
Wow. I would say going back to what is my mode of operation, what calls me forward is my spirit. If it feels right, if it's a good fit, if it's in attune and alignment with who I be from the inside out, my morals, my standards, my integrity, my purpose, my vision. And so, you know, I actually have always been open to finding the next level that is beyond what is available in the marketplace today, both psychologically, spiritually, physically, product-wise, service-wise. I really gravitate towards that new world, cutting-edge, blue ocean strategy in everything that I do. But to sum it all up and to boil it all down, the alchemy for my calling is always a stirring in my soul.
I love when we have a conversation because your passion for helping women actually opens doors for you in places where you want to be, not necessarily a need, but yes, we need to be there, but you want to be. Often, I think people do work because it's necessary. We need to survive. A lot of people I know need a job right now, losing their federal jobs, right? A lot of those things are happening. So what challenges did you face as a woman in your industry, and how did you overcome them?
Oh my goodness. I think that is a twofold question, because it's not just within the industry, it's within myself. What did I have to overcome within myself in order to be able to overcome the challenges? And a big part of that is, well, there's a movement out there right now that I think is really important for us all to adopt, and that is the let them. To surrender to what is, to take a responsibility for how we're going to perceive and pivot and move forward. Some of the challenges within the industry are, you mentioned one, is that people are more mechanical in that they miss showing up in heart-centered service and purpose-driven activities for the almighty dollar. So that it's transactional versus transformational. And my entire career and woman evolution, if you will, has been about not going with the grain or against the grain, but getting in my boat and rowing my boat and seeking higher ground, seeking greater, more meaningful principles that I could apply to overcome what the mainstream was doing and step outside of that and create a nucleus of business or a niche within the marketplace. And there's so many of them. It's endless, really. So that's, I mean, in a maybe a very esoteric way of explaining it, that's what I've done, is I've leveled up from the inside out to adapt. I really do believe in the power of perception. So if we get locked into the challenge, we don't come out of the challenge by getting caught in the contrast. We must step outside of the contrast and become the full fulcrum of energy and understanding and knowledge and empowerment that we want to attract or create in the marketplace.
I love that. I love that you said about the let them theory. I follow Mel Robbins, and you know, she kind of make that into really a simple idea. We do it already, but she just kind of put it into the popularity, motivational, kind of inspirational in your thoughts, and said, hey, take a moment and let me tell you what the let them theory is about, right? And make it simple. Stop trying to control or convince people. Instead, let them do what they want.
Correct. Right? And yeah, it's about coming back into alignment. As I said earlier, when we were discussing in the very onset of this conversation, is we are 100% responsible, 100% accountable for our own evolution. So I would never anticipate being here with you if I didn't do what I am dedicated to do. And I think there's another really strong hashtag here that we all can embrace in it. And that is that none of this is forced. None of this is like, I have to do it. I get to. That is a big statement for me. I get to do this. You know, I choose. Be proactive in your own choices, so that you're in flow more and you're doing more of what is magnificent, which is outstanding, which is making impact in the world through heart-centered service, through really being connected to who you be and who your audience is. Once again, transformational, not transactional.
Yes, and I love that. And when you think about it, her theory made it popular, but if you think about it from the Bible's perspective, like I'm thinking, is that God could control us, but he doesn't, because we were given choices. But how powerful is your choices? It could destroy you or it could level you up. It really just depends on how you want it, right? But if someone isn't supporting you, let them. If someone doubts you let them. If someone chooses to walk away, let them. Instead of wasting your energy and changing others' minds, and instead focus on your own growth, your goals, your mindset, right? Your professional development, your ambition, whatever that is. Focus on you, because you can control you. You can control them. Even God can't control them. What makes you think you can control them? You can't. So control yourself instead. And I love that. And I have been saying that in my circle, saying, hey, let them do what they want. It's because at the end of the day, people have choices, right? People have choices. But it's the moment of your choice that you will either go through adversity for good or for bad. But there's always lessons, no matter how bad your adversity is. There's always lessons. Right.
Sometimes it's important to sit in the process of the stuckness, like, because it's our stuff. And I think, you know, there's a level of consciousness that I feel is very important for us to adapt if we're going to evolve. And that is to take 100% responsibility for what we're going through. That doesn't mean that we don't have a mentor, that we don't have a good friend that's evolved as well, that we can talk it through. But the definition of negativity is staying stuck in the same old dialogue that is not moving us in any direction that we say we want to go, or staying stuck in old negative habits that don't produce the results that we want to create. So I think it's stepping forward and being very conscious of, to be proactive. I heard a quote yesterday by Brené Brown, and she said that creativity, inverted creativity, is not benign. It is malignant, and it leads to fear and anger and grief and aggression. And so that was a really big, you know, like split the rock moment, because I think that what happens is when people are stuck in old paradigms, or they're not moving forward, they're not leveling up, they're not making impact in the world, through the gifts that are theirs, the innate gifts that God gave them and that he wants us to develop, he gives us free will to do so, that when we do that, when we show up in that way, we're not suffocating our own creativity. Creativity is a really important energy dynamic in what we do. And I applaud you for showing up and being such a creative genius in everything that you do.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. I wanted to address, let's say Sean, I think, said something. That's definitely AI. And some people, I'm not AI, guys. I'm real, okay?
Yeah, same here.
Right? Some people could take that the wrong way. That's definitely AI. What is wrong with AI? Everything in our lives right now is AI, literally. Unless you live under the rock, you don't have any internet, you don't have any phone, you have AI. Amazon uses AI. Big organizations uses AI. Don't kid yourself, right? Be thankful and be grateful that people like us, little people like us, can actually have the ability and the capacity to use AI. But if you don't know what AI is used for, then maybe you should educate yourself on that, right?
100%.
Everything is a tool. Where the only thing that's not a tool is literally your thoughts, and your mind is also a tool. I couldn't even think of anything. If you think about it, everything is a tool. And I love that we are talking about empowering women and building legacies, because the Let Them Theory, I want to go back to that. It's because the perspective, when you get the attitude of let them, it literally shifts your energy from frustration and disappointment to personal empowerment and peace, right? It's about accepting that you can't really control how others act, but you can only control yourself. And I love that you went into Brené Brown as well. Maya Angelou's quote actually said, you can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have. Okay? So use it.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. And to just dovetail on what you're talking about on, you know, that we're not here to control other people's scenarios. Leadership is really an invitation to the journey. Whose journey? Your journey. I have a little nursery rhyme that I sing sometimes that I think is really important. And I actually spoke about this once at a conference, a leadership conference. And it basically is row, row, row your boat. Whose boat? Your boat. Gently down the stream. How gently? Life is but a dream. Whose dream? It's your dream. You know, and we talk about this. My mentor and I talk about this constantly, or it comes up cyclically, because we are leaders, inspired leaders that are leading and empowering others to lead their businesses. And it's so interesting how you will get a pocket of people that want you to be responsibility for their, well, let's say not their success, but their lack of success. And the truth of the matter is that it's those who show up and express these purpose-driven activities that are making impact and express their creativity and have the courage to step out of the complacent space that many people fall into. And I think it's really important to stay connected to community like this, to be part of a community where you have someone like yourself that has many facets to the diamond that you can plug into based on what your interests are or what your need for growth is. But that's our decision. We have to show up for ourselves first.
True. And I think that's so funny when people, like, I went somewhere, I don't remember where, and I had looked cute because it was with my husband. So it was Valentine's weekend, so you know. Aww. I was like, and someone like kind of made a comment like, oh, you know, she's pretty or she's cute and things like that. And thinking into my head, I'm like, I wonder if really just people, you know, judge you externally. And I'm like, yeah, people do judge you externally. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, how it is. But how do you make people, okay, see you for who you are? You cannot make them. No. Because once people decide who you are, it doesn't matter who you are. They just see who you are, mm-hmm. on how they want to see it. But most importantly, when people judge you, it's not that they're judging you. It's actually they're judging themselves and the lack that they have, the lack of, right? And then you have the comparison thing, like, oh, I'm sure I can do this, or, oh, there's more people that are smarter or prettier. Who cares? That's my other thing is, who cares? I cannot compare myself to anybody. Like, I can't make myself 6 feet tall, okay? I can try. I have heels that are 6 inches, but my husband's 6'1", so sometimes I do wear heels. I'm 5 feet tall. I think I'm shrinking, for sure. But
oh, you are adorable.
Right? Vulnerability to me is like the birthplace of innovation, creativity, yes. And change. That's what Brené Brown literally said, right? Vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. It's because when you are willing to accept that you're not perfect, no one else is saying that you are perfect. It's in your head that you want to be perfect. But what if you accept you're not? And just for a moment saying, this is my weakness and this is my strength. Should I focus on my weakness all the time so I can feel crappy, or should I focus on my strength? Your weaknesses, okay, can be a strength if you work at it, right? And if you think about SWOT analysis in a personal perspective, your threats can be an opportunity for you to change it to a strength. I've been working at this for a lifetime, I think. My threat definitely and my weakness at the same time is my disposition. When I am not pleased with someone, I cannot change my facial expression. It just shows, right? And people are like, CJ's mad. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, oh no, she's always smiling. And so when she's like, CJ's mad, right? Like, they know. I'm like, no, I'm not mad. They're like, CJ. I was like, okay, fine, let me get out and take a deep breath. Because it takes courage for you to realize when to put a governor. And I use this analogy of jail. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, you know, when you put people to jail because they did bad, right? Like they did bad. I don't care what they did, but they went to jail because they did bad. Maybe you're putting yourself, your weaknesses and your threats in jail, right? But you got to rehabilitate these people so they don't repeat, right? Offenders. So what do you do with yourself? Your weaknesses is in jail right now. But when it comes out, you need to learn, okay, let's talk about these weaknesses and threats that you have in your life and make sure that we can rehabilitate those so we can make it into a strength. But you got to give yourself time because it's not automatic. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's what you're saying is that we hold the key to our own kingdom. And if we have ourselves in jail, which is a great analogy because I mean, they're, you know, or, you know, we have bars around us or we're locked down or we're not feeling inspired or, you know, we've done something that has impeded our own growth or we have a lesson in there. I always say, I hope at this stage of the game that, and I think this is great for young women that were, you know, and young men for them to own their own power because the wisdom comes, you know, going into my, I don't know. We'll keep that a secret which decade that I'm going into. But I think there's years of collective wisdom there. And if younger people could learn to own their own power and to get the lesson, see it coming, be so connected to who they are, so grounded and rooted in their worth, that they don't have to get to the end of the lesson to get the lesson. They see the lesson coming and they say, no, thank you, please. It's just, I think building people up from a very young age so that they step out, not with arrogance or, you know, a false sense of bravado or personas, but they're truly grounded in who they be, and they have the gift of being open to learning the wisdom and the knowledge that they can put into their own life and make choices without learning the lesson. So, I mean, we can condense the time that people have to go through. Case in point, I had an interview yesterday with a young woman, and at the end of our 1 hour, she said, would you be willing to give me 2 pearls of wisdom that I could take with me based on our time together? And my number one is level up. Be so dedicated to your own internal expansion that nothing on the exterior is worth it. Put your blinders on and put the light back on your soul, your mind, your spirit, and really focus on how you can become so much more that life will just be a mirror image and opportunities will show up for you.
That's so true. I wanted to, yesterday was a world record for me personally. I have been in this realm of how can I customize? I like everything customized. How can I customize my own ChatGPT to create my own ChatGPT and my bots to help me? Because I'm a business owner and I cannot afford, okay, to hire 40 people as my help. Right? I need somebody who did do languages, dressing for success. How about grant writing? How about, you know, my dog? I have dog's health. How about prompting? How do I do this? How about academic researcher, SEO marketer? You know, all of these things that I need to do. And I'm like, I can't afford them, but I can make them. And so I did. And yesterday I did 27 bots in 12 hours. I was like, wow. Oh my God. Yeah. And I'm on testing mode and I'm testing mode. And then my girlfriends were like, my sister's like, oh yeah, you could do this. I'm like, you know, I think someone, Shanda actually is another sister. She's like, hey, how about this virtual assistant that you pay monthly? I'm like, girl, I'll just put my assistants all in. They're free and I don't have to give them benefits or nothing. You know what I mean? Like, and so I said, okay, what if I need my website to have a chatbot? I don't know how to do that, actually. I don't know if I can. I don't. So I went into beast mode yesterday again, and boom, by the end of the night, I created my own chatbots on my website.
I know. That is worth zillions right there. We're all wanting to learn how to do that. That may be something that you might want to entertain in education on one of your platforms. Just saying.
No, actually, we want to talk about that platform. But what challenges did you face as a woman in your industry, and how did you overcome them? And we're going to have this conversation really shift into what you are doing today, what you did for me, what you are still doing for me with Bella Grace and influencing you. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, after the global staycation, I was introduced to this amazing product here that I introduced you to. And it's been life-changing for me. And as I said, I consider myself not a famous world thought thinker, but a world thought thinker. I actually love to visualize futuristic businesses or ideas. And then I find myself in the middle of the motion picture. And it's interesting, when I discovered this in 2022, this has literally changed my life and tens of thousands of people that I know just through my saying yes to this product. It's leveled me up cognitively, physically, aesthetically. It's like a corset for the body. I mean, it really has changed the matrix of how my body looks and feels and adapts and adjusts. And I feel very limber, all of those things. So that company, within the time frame of it being in business, 2.5 years into it, had been working behind the scenes to create a platform that I literally, you were the first person that I thought about as a inspired, empowered faculty member to lead and educate with the cutting edge information that you teach. So this platform that I invited you to be part of, it was such an honor for me the day that you said, yes, tell me more. I'm very curious about this. So how I ended up there is just by being open and also seeing a pain point in the industry. So there isn't a person on the planet that doesn't want to monetize their message, to shorten the span of time, and to be one-on-one with the best of the best in the world behind a platform that you have access to in real time. So you're not out there combing all over the place. Like you say, you need this person, that person, this person. You really don't have the budget for that as a small business, or maybe even as a large business. But for pennies a day, you can gain access to years and years and years of collective education by the world's best of the best in their field, in their industries. And so this for me has been just game changing. It's changed the way that I do social media. I've learned so much from you in the times that I've been in and watched your live presentations. I love the live aspect. I love the evergreen, but I love that I can just sign into my own back office and I can say, yes, today I'm going to level up with CJ. I'm going to level up with this person. And then at the same time, I can support other brands in expanding their proficiency and monetizing their message and their footprint globally, whether they are a world-class speaker on a speaker circuit or a writer of books that needs to get the word out there, whether they're a TED Talk personality, whatever they do, they can accelerate their own leveling up in all arenas of social media in order to expand their reach.
Yeah. And I love going to influencing you. I usually put it on my TV in terms of signing up, and the Bella Grace, I also put it on my TV because I have more, I think I have more reach. I have about 67,000 in YouTube and maybe 8,000 on LinkedIn, right? And 5,000 on here. But I try to make sure that I share that because I have more followers on Instagram. And people are like, well, what's the point? The more that your message is out there, that's why I work so hard on my platform on making sure I have a lot of people following. It's not for me. What am I going to do with all these people? It's for your messages to be out there. But like I said, there's so much noise out there. There's so many people who claims themselves as, you know, heart-centered. But at the end of the day, it's not productive because all you're doing is talking and talking. Where's the action? I want to see action. And if you're not an action type of person, I kind of stay away from you a little bit because you might be a good person. You might be the nicest person ever, which is great. But I'm all about changing things. And I can't change things by just talking. You got to do things.
Change is an action.
Right? You got to have action to get reaction. And sometimes your action could just be your words. And the reaction could be bad thing or good thing. But it doesn't matter. It's like you make mistakes, own it, apologize, and move on. That's what we need to do. It's like we always will make mistakes. That's just part of human. Why are you saying, oh, nobody's perfect? But then when your friend makes a mistake, oh my gosh, I don't like them because they did this. We don't have time for that. We need to like, oh, I'm sorry that you did that. What can we do to, we have so many problems, guys. Like we have so many problems. One problem, eggs is $25 in California. Okay, $25. I know. So that's one of my problems is my pocket, right? Another thing is education. We really need to revamp our education because some of the people, adults that I ask about simple things and they're like, what? And I'm like, okay, I don't know like what, in the back of my head, I'm talking to myself. I don't know what school they went to for elementary. Like you're supposed to know this in elementary. I don't understand, right? We're so behind on a lot of things, but we demand so much of people. And now we have AI. AI is not for you to think. It's not for you, okay? Like, oh, I'm just going to use AI to think. No, no, you need critical thinking because yes. AI is a tool. You still need to be able to decide what part of AI that they gave you that you can use to level yourself up. But it is not a one-all be-all. Just because you have it doesn't mean it's everything. Like, you're just not going to get out of your house and AI is going to do everything for you. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Right? It doesn't. So you have to use it as a tool.
And you still have to have the conversation. So if you're coming across as an expert, and that's what I love about us having an organic conversation today, is that AI, once you put something out there and you have the thought and AI helps you form it and create it in a way that you want to present it, you must be able to speak about it comprehensively. So AI can be dangerous if people are using it and it has nothing to do with their wheelhouse.
Yeah, I know I can tell because someone that I talk text like on LinkedIn, right? So like the conversation is so professional and the presentation is amazing. So when I get hooked on that, I was like, okay, let's do Zoom. As soon as you don't turn on your camera on Zoom, I'm going to give you 5 seconds and I'm literally going to tell you, I don't feel comfortable with you not putting your camera on. Could you please turn it on? And one Correct. Time I had a conversation with someone and their profile on LinkedIn, I reported it, but LinkedIn didn't take it out. I don't remember what it is because I blocked it already, but it was a female supposedly SEO marketer or whatever, right? And or maybe it was a website developer, something to that effect. And it was beautiful, you know, female from I think Afghanistan or something. And I was like, sure, no problem. When I went to Zoom, 3 men literally came on Zoom and I was like, okay, so where is she? Oh, she's my mom. That's nice. Where's your mom?
Yeah.
That's weird, right? So weird. You gotta be careful because of AI. People could use my voice. I understand that. People could use my face. It's called deepfake. I understand that. But if I have a password now, I'm going to give you a password if you're my best friend that, you know, it's not AI, it's CJ. Okay. Because it's craziness how people can just literally pretend who they are on social media platform. And when you do Zoom, it's different. People also put on their websites. I do this, I do that, da, 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 da. Okay. See that? You put a picture in there on your customer recommendations, right? okay, I want to talk to that person that you put in your website and this person to put in your website. Right. And when they him and ha, I'm like, see, you're lying to me. Like, yeah. Stop.
Yeah, because right? We're looking for validation. We're looking for endorsements these days. People who can actually mirror, you know, like my friend Grace. I mean, I think we've talked about it. I think she'd be great on your podcast. She's, you know, amazing person. But I, you know, there's a trust that you have with people like this, but it's trust is built over time, you know. And I think also trust is something that when people are throwing around the trust word, I get a little, you know, I think that this is an ongoing conversation for younger people to build this, you know, matrix of who they be inside and really trust themselves so that they trust their healthy boundaries and ask for what they need in order to make decisions.
That's funny that you talk about that, because I just had a conversation with my sisters on Sunday about trust, where I think of trust as an egg, like a raw egg, not boiled eggs, but raw eggs, right? The inside is like so yummy and yolky and liquidy, and the outside is a little bit hard, right? And so the more that you boil this egg, the harder it gets, hard boiled eggs. But you could still boil the egg and still have soft inside. Mm-hmm. If you put it on cool water and ice after you boil it, right? So it, to me, that analogy is kind of the same as life. We come with adversity, and every negative thing that we suffer or go through, our egg, we are the egg. Our shell gets hardened and our inside gets hardened. Mm-hmm. So how do you trust someone? You don't trust someone immediately. There's always something in your head, right? But trust is seen. It's consistently showing up for them, even in silence. Doesn't have to have an action. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you just want to vent, or you just want to share, or you're learning from each other, that is building trust, right?
100%.
It's how the next action and your choices from that trust level is either going to break that egg, or it's going to harden it a little bit so you can continue that trust factor, because you're walking in this little trust. And as soon as you open that hand, that egg, that raw egg is going to crack. And that's trust. As soon, it takes so many years to build trust, but it takes sometimes seconds to ruin it. Like, think about marriage and infidelity, right? Like, you're literally this and have a family and have this, and then one of your spouse cheats. What happens to that relationship? Boom, explosive, right? It's the same thing in business and friendship. If you are going to be based everything on facade that you're this and that, and you're actually not, it's going to blow up in your face one of these days, right? Mm-hmm. I do want to end this conversation, Deborah, of whatever you're doing, invite them to what you're doing so that we can all level up together with you.
Absolutely. And the same, as you know, I love sharing my people with you and your inner circle. I love to send people to Level Up Academy. I talk about you daily, and I think that that's an important thing as well, is that together we rise. It's together we're stronger. And so I think that's why it's so important that you have a protective shell that is still soft and maybe impenetrable if you're not if you haven't done the work that you need to do in order to be with the other soft shells.
That's so true. So guys, Deborah is here. She's on LinkedIn. I'm going to show you exactly where Deborah's LinkedIn is. But Deborah, is there any last minute thing that you want to tell women out there really to create their legacies and how they can do that? Even a baby step starting point.
I just think that it's really important. One aspect of leveling up for oneself is to get in a great habit of self-coaching. So some questions that you can ask yourself in the morning as you're doing your gratitude, your prayer, your meditation. How can I show up and make impact in the world today? Whose life could I make better by showing up? You just never know where that world is going to open up for you. And to be bold, there's magic in boldness, not to shrink back so others can be more. Be vulnerable, as CJ said, and from your vulnerability, people will resonate with you. I always love this saying, maybe she needs me. Maybe today someone needs to hear your message. And so I would just say, be bold, be magical, be you, be authentic, show up, and those who show up, go up.
That's right. I usually invite people. It takes a while to get on my calendar. Right now, I think it's open till November. Don't complain, guys, okay? I'm trying. But if you are always showing up for me in my shows and I see who you are, you get invited in spaces. If you are always supporting me, I do invite you in spaces because I see that you're there. Whether you're genuine or not, I see that you're there. I'm not going to think, oh, you know, this person might not be. I see your actions, and that's how I judge that actions of trust. That circle is you showing up, period. I'm not going to guess your intentions. I'm not going to guess what's happening. I just see your action that you're supporting, and that's where I'm going. But this is Deborah, and also her LinkedIn profile is on right there on the scroll if you want to connect with Deborah and DM her and see what amazing things Deborah can do for you like she did for me. And I really am thankful and grateful for you in putting me in places like, you know, Bella Grace and influencing you to be in that space. I actually have a live with influencing you this Friday, guys, at 10 a.m. And so be there or be square. That's for sure.
We love you, CJ. Thank you for all the value you bring, the impact that you make, and how you show up every day for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Aw, Nikki, I don't know who you are, but thank you for being here. She is amazing. I've known her for 2 years now, I think, for sure. Thank you so much, Natalie, for being here and for YouTube staying all the way to 600 people live. That is amazing. Thank you guys so much for being here and have a beautiful day. Tomorrow I will have Al Chan from Malaysia. She is a talent scout. So, you know, on TV. So if you guys want to show up on tomorrow on our YouTube channel, we're also going to be there. Thank you so much for your time today, Deborah.
Thank you, CJ. Have a great day, everyone.
I love that music. The AI great. Or not, it's great, right? I created that song. I created it. Hey. Good wave.